What's going on, everybody? How are all of y'all doing out there? This is your boy Alex McGee. Welcome to another episode of Points of Perspective, a place where I hope that my truth is not your lie. On this episode, I basically want to talk about like stress and depression, man, because we all know like that's a big topic, especially with everything that's been going on today. And I just want all y'all to know that I see y'all. I understand what all y'all's going through. And I want you to know that you're not alone. You are definitely not alone. And I feel where y'all are coming from, especially with everything that's going on today, because like you have this pandemic, and this pandemic brings along so many different perspectives, perceptions, and it causes a lot of like domino effects of things happening, you know? And then it causes a lot of breakups, a lot of friendships like being broken apart and whatnot, and a lot of dynamics when it comes to like how people look at each other starts to change, like a shift begin to happen, you know, because people can't just agree to disagree nowadays. You know, it becomes like a, okay, I feel this way about one thing, and then they feel this way about another thing, and people can't just coexist with when it comes to their opinions. Then ultimately that causes people to be like, oh, I'm not cool with this person no more, or I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. And then that causes people to break apart. And yes, I can totally see like it can be like very stressful that you can have like certain friends or certain individuals that always disagree with you if you were to like bring up certain points or certain things that you're passionate about. And then you can feel inside yourself that like every time you say something, somebody disagrees or criticizes with your opinions when you feel a certain way about something, you know? Like, okay, fine, like I see you on that. But I feel that there is a certain way that somebody can have a conversation with you and somebody is not always against you, you know? That's just having a conversation, you know? Like, I have certain friends that I have that we can have a conversation and then we can just agree to disagree. Like, at the end of the day, we're just like exchanging our ideas of thoughts, you know? And it's not even necessarily like a bad thing, like especially when it comes to the pandemic, you know, because we don't see eye to eye when it comes to like this whole pandemic things and wearing our mask and stuff like that. But it doesn't mean just because like we don't have like the same train of thought when it comes to this stuff, it's like we disagree with everything else, you know? We don't let it be an end all be all when it comes down to it. But at the same token, it's like we also don't let that end our friendship. But sometimes, some of us, at the fear of being judged, we let it depress us, you know? And during that fear of being judged, a lot of us walk on eggshells, you know? And then at the same time, that begins to depress us because we suppress our thoughts and don't let it be heard through our voice, you know? And that's one of the things that a lot of us have to try to overcome. Because it's like, at the same time, we have to learn how to like have people around us that we can have these conversations with and don't be afraid of being heard. At least that's my opinion. That's my perspective when it comes down to it. But the main reason why I see y'all and that I say that in the beginning of this episode is that just alone within the past year of everything that's been going on, like between the pandemic, between the racial situations that we've been seeing on TV, maybe some of y'all even experience, you know, just by going out there and whatnot, and just the amount of losses that you might have even experienced, you know, that can even be affecting your lives. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just not easy dealing with that. And that alone right there, that can give you stress and depression. That can be the reason why you're going through so much right now. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry for that. You know, and you are not alone. Like, it's not even just because of the fact that, like, you're having conversations with friends and loved ones because of, like, what's going on with the pandemic. You know, like, you can be the type of individual that's going through your own personal losses, you know, even if it is from, like, the pandemic, or if the racial situations right now is giving you anxiety, and just, like, the things that's happening politically, excuse me, is just, like, making you feel some kind of way. You know what I mean? And the thing is, like, I try not to make any of my platforms political, but people make things politically all the time. Like, even when it comes to, like, the stuff about the pandemic and whatnot, like, a lot of people make their views either left or right. Like, a lot of people don't come up with, like, their own perspective and then just be like, okay, I feel like not wearing a mask because of ABC XYZ. A lot of people say, oh, I don't feel like wearing a mask because Trump told me so. And that will be their narrative. You know, at least that's what I see for the most part, you know? And it's crazy how, like, when a lot of people do want to express things that's on their chest, they have to make a secondary Facebook account. And then that's how they can vent all of their thoughts. You know, they can't just go up to a friend and just have, like, a heart-to-heart, like, the way I feel about this virus is because, you know, or the way I feel about what happened with George Floyd is just because, or the way I feel about Breonna Taylor is because, and then they just vent, you know? Unless if they have friends that they truly feel compatible with, you know? Because it sucks how nowadays, like, when you speak to certain people, it's like you have to walk on eggshells at first, and then that's when you, like, really get to see how other people feel. And then that's when you might be like, whew, okay, now I really get to, you know, at least depending on what kind of person that you are. And speaking about compatibility, like, during this whole thing, we've seen a lot of people stressed and depressed when it came to relationships as well, too. And we've seen a lot of relationships break apart, including my own. Because when it comes to, like, people and not having, like, the same perspective when it came to this pandemic and whatnot, it's like, you'll have, like, one person that took this pandemic seriously, and then you'll have another person that did not take it seriously, you know? And that is definitely something that can make or break people, like how it make or break friendships, you know what I mean? Like, especially with, like, friendships, like, you'll have some that'll be like, well, you know what, it's not that bad, like, we should still go out, we should still do this, we should still do that. And then you'll have, like, some individuals that'll be like, well, no, you know what, I'm gonna stay in my cave, I'm gonna stay in my bubble, and I'm not gonna do too much because you see these numbers, you see these people, like, things is happening, this thing is serious, like, I'm not gonna underestimate it because, you know, things is happening out here, like, people are getting sick, people are dying, like, that's something that I'm not gonna play with. Now, you could definitely technically say that there ain't no right or wrong when it comes to this whole thing, but it does basically show you, like, who is compatible when it comes to this whole entire thing. You know what I mean? Like, who is meant for you, who is not meant for you. Like, it show you people's true colors. You know what I'm saying? So regardless, like, if you are stressed and depressed about this whole thing, it really will, like, let you know, like who is true for you and who is not, you know? So my whole advice for you is like, be yourself, always be true to you, and don't be afraid to speak your mind when it comes to this whole thing. You know, if somebody say like you're COVID shaming because you want to actually speak your mind about like how you feel about like this whole pandemic, and if somebody wants to shun you, like, hey, don't speak about COVID like that, it's not that big of a deal, and you find yourself like, hey, it is a big deal, you know, then hell, then that's not the type of person that you should be speaking to, you know? Like, if you have your concerns, you have your concerns, you know? Like, you have every right to, you know? Granted, don't try to tell the next person exactly what they should be doing, you know? But you just continue to be safe, you know? That's basically all that you can do. Worry about yourself, you know? And that's that when it comes down to it. But that person shouldn't try to tell you that you shouldn't be safe. You know, all you can do is what's best for you and your household. Don't get me wrong, if they're nearest and dearest to you, then fine. You can give your advices to them, but if they don't want to listen, then they're not going to listen. And that's just the bottom line. But there's so many people out there that don't listen, and then they do succumb to the virus, which sucks, you know? Like, I personally seen it happen, but there's not much that you can do if they want to do what they want, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes experience is the greatest teacher, you know, and sometimes it does stress people out when people want to put their hand through the fire to see how it burns. Sometimes you just have to worry for yourself, even though it may stress you out. And there is such thing as COVID fatigue. You know, I can understand that at least. Like, okay, there's people out here that's sick and tired of just staying at home and not doing much, only going out for essentials, you know, and things are starting to become more relaxed. But as things start to open up, it's like, is it still going to be safe? Is the numbers going to go back up? And it's funny too, because this whole episode took a complete different turn. You know what I mean? Like, but at the same token, I guess that's what I really wanted to speak about, you know, like how just things is in people's perspective when it comes to the pandemic. But it's like the pandemic, it do make or break friendships and relationships, you know, and it's like people don't have any control about it. I mean, but that's how any situation is when things get real, you know, when things get real, it lets you know who rocks with you and who don't rock with you. Maybe that's the whole moral of the story. You know what I mean? Because people don't know how to agree to disagree and just coexist. You know, usually there's factions with everything. You know? And if you disagree with somebody, they usually be like, oh, you're fake. You're not real. You belong over there on the other side. You know, if you're blue, you're blue. If you're red, you're red. Like, people just don't know how to just be like, oh, okay, well, how come you feel the way that you feel? Let me try to see your perspective, and I want to understand exactly where you're coming from. A lot of people don't think like that. You know, I'm the type of individual, like, if your way of thinking is different from mine, I want to understand exactly where you're coming from, especially when you're not hostile with the way that you're thinking. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, because I believe in that whole saying, each one teach one. So if I feel that I'm ignorant towards something, I want to learn something from you. Teach me, because I'm not unteachable. My only quick disclaimer is it depends how you are. Now, if you're condescending, then that's different. Then that's when your information is going to come in one ear and out the other. So that's completely different. That I'm going to have to make sure that I state, you know what I mean? But when it comes down to it though, for the most part, I love hearing information. You know, I'm like a sponge, depending, you know, because even a wise man can learn from a fool. But when it comes down to it though, I rather have a dialogue than just be all like dismissive. when it comes to learning things from somebody. A lot of people rather just be dismissive because once they have their agenda, then they're just like, oh, it's whatever, my way or the highway. And that's how a lot of people have been since the beginning of this whole situation in the first place, you know? And I'd rather be like an open book. I'd rather be approachable. I'd rather people be able to have the ability to come up to me and just be able to speak their mind. That's the best way to be just as a person for any situation, not just this one. Okay, but before I go off topic anymore, you know, I'm gonna bring this episode to a turn, but I thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Points of Perspective, a place where I hope that my truth is not your lie. Thank you once again. I hope all of y'all have a good morning, good afternoon, and a good evening. Peace.